Welcome back, everyone, back to the Teddy Hickman Podcast. We're going to discuss about the audience dashboard through Anchor. Hell, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about during this episode, or this little segment, because I just talked about New York. If y'all want to listen to that New York episode, I got it scheduled for today at 4 a.m. because I just stopped recording for it. Let me check what they have on Instagram, and we'll discuss from there. Oh, has anybody been watching the new Stranger Things? Because that shit is just fucking great. The new Stranger Things episode, I've been finished it. The same day they published that episode, and they published that season, I finished it. It was only 7 episodes. And come to find out, that guy was actually the main villain. I thought it was going to be Robert Englund's character, the main villain, but it was actually that dude. That episode was crazy as hell. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. Biden says he's not verifying gum owners. Gum owners and gun owners. And again, says the Second Amendment is not absolute. Biden isn't coming for gum owners. Biden is a fucking idiot. If you voted for Biden, you deserve what you get. You get what you deserve. You voted for this fool, and look at our gases now. $5 in gas in Houston. $5 of gas. Shit, in California is $8. If you listen to the news media, CNN, all them bitches, and they say it's Putin's fault. It was Putin. And well, my gas over here in Australia is only $5, and y'all only getting $8 and $7 and $6. I think it's Putin. Well, you can say it's Putin, but I think it's Biden as well in America. Stevie Wonder can see this shit. It's Biden. What else they got on Instagram? Respect is earned, honesty is appreciated, trust is gained, loyalty is returned, truth is shown. Exactly. Hell, I can deal with some mean tweets and $2 gas over no tweets and $5 gas. In this world, that's what I don't understand with people in this world. People get so caught up in their feelings over opinions and their actions. And it goes back to what I put on my story. I put on my story because it was a guy. I reposted somebody's thing on their story. And I think it was Hollywood Unlocked or something. And this guy punched a lady at a Popeyes. And I put on my story, if you slap children and women, or you slap women and children, you're a weak man. And I put CB, Chris Brown. I don't fuck with people like that. I can deal with your opinions all day. People, I've said this before. People called me skinny throughout high school. Oh, you skinny. Just being literally belittled. I've been teased at for my weight. Oh, you need to gain some weight. You ain't got no food. You ain't got no meat on your arms. Just skinny. Heard that every fucking day. Then one day I ask some question, are you jealous? See, when it comes to bullying, you don't have to bring a gun to school. Yeah, you can skip school if you want to. Dave Chappelle said it best, skip school. My weapon that I've always used in school or anywhere else has always been comebacks. Sarcasm has always worked for me. Shit, I've had people try to talk shit about me being skinny. I've had people try to talk shit about how I look, and I always come up with a question. Are you jealous? Are you jealous that you don't have skinny arms, or you can't lose weight because you're struggling with your weight? Like, come on now. After that, ain't nobody fucked with me ever again. Ain't nobody talked about my weight. Ain't nobody talked about my looks. And bitches like that still got bumps on their face. From sucking dick. They still do got bumps on their face. Shit. I didn't cry, I didn't bicker, I didn't bitch, I didn't moan. That's how you get, that's how people get into your skin. Who listens to that new Kendrick album? N95 is the best song on there. N95, I don't care what nobody say. N95 is the best song. I have a fucking ranked. I have a ranking of songs. And I made it to the real. From, let me go see where I just put this song at. Cause it's on my Instagram page. I'm on Instagram right now with holding 1,248 followers. So I put Pusha T's It's Almost Dry with Diet Coke holding number one spot. Scrape It Off, Brambleton, and Let the Smoker Shine, the Copes, both holding the three spot. Open Air also. Number five, Neck and Wrist, Dreaming of the Past is number six. Number seven is Hear Me Clearly. Eight, Call My Bluff. Nine, I Pray For You. 10, Just So You Remember. And 11, Rockin' and Roll with Kid Cudi and Kanye. I don't know why Kanye and Cudi had their little beef. And they say, oh, this is the last song we're both going to rap together. That song was trash. And you know damn well they both gonna unite again. That song was trash. That's why I had it in my number 11th spot, because it was trash. Most listened: Diet Coke, Scrape It Off, Brambleton, Open Air, Let the Smoker Shine, the Copes, and Call My Bluff. I can tell the difference. I can tell Kanye's beats and Pharrell beats. Because Pharrell, he has those, the Neptune beats. And you had Kanye's. You know, Kanye always uses old music in his songs, and Pharrell does that too. But Pharrell got those high drum beats. You know, you can actually match the two, the difference between the two. And I put on here the most anticipated is Diet Coke Fire. Verdict: a 9 out of 10 for Pusha T's album. I recognize Pharrell and Ye's beat styles. Then I put Jack Harlow's Come Home the Kids, Most Listened, First Class, Churchill Downs, Dua Lipa, Young Leezy, Neil Tech and Parent Trap, Most Anticipated, First Class, and Churchill Downs, 8 out of 10. Then Future's album, Most Listened, Keep It Burning, Wait For You, I'm On One, and Chickens. Most Anticipated, Keep It Burning. Verdict, 8 out of 10. The Trap Godfather still has heavy hitters. And then Kendrick's album, N95, Die Hard, Father's Time, United in Grief, We Cry Together. Oh my god, We Cry Together. We Cry Together. That shit was fire as hell. Just to have that realistic altercation between this male and the female, like what real life couples go through. Hell, I never been in a relationship, but I know people that have been in a relationship and they argue that way. That shit is crazy. I ain't gonna say no names, but you. Let me see what I did with this ranking. Cause I put N95 as number one. Die Hard was number one. I hope I'm not too late. Let me find this song. Let me find the lyrics of this song. It was fucking great. There was a lyric on there that Kendrick had. I don't have to look up the lyrics. I can just look it up on Spotify. I pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. I pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. Oh, they changed the lyrics on Spotify. I just recognized that. I hope I'm not too late. Set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up and down for me. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff, cellophane, flaming. Fresh in my flesh, and as I feel deep, 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 deep. Do you love me? Do you trust me? Can I trust you? Don't judge me. I'm a diehard and get ugly. Too passionate and get ugly. I wonder why I lost my way. Been waiting on my God all day. Tell me you know right now. When I feel strong, I'm gonna cry out. We got nothing to lie about. My truth too complicated to hide now. I'm gonna safe or not. I'm afraid a little. You late or not. Have faith a little and take my time. You ain't no same waste that time. I hope I'm not too late. Set my demons straight. I know I made you wait. But how much can you take? I see the God in me. I hope you can see. It's just up and down for me. Shimmy, shimmy, popcorn pop, surfing a flame in a. When I beat an out your love, rest your wing and trust that feel deep, deep, deep. Now this, hold up, Kendrick, one of his lyrics in that song is a lot I like, is about to come up in a minute. And it goes, I got some regrets. But my past won't keep me from my best. So stop signing that after death. It's mistakes. Felt like life or death. I wanna see the family stronger. I wanna see the money longer. You know what, I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keep me up at night. The world be reminding me it's a danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you be against me? Right or wrong, no stones, just love to send me. I love that lyric. That's like one of my favorite lyrics on Kendrick's song for Die Hard. That's probably the reason why I ranked it for number one in this list. Because it's, you know, even with the Uvalde shooting, you know, and I go back to that lyric, I say, I got some regrets, but my past won't keep me from my best. Substyle mistakes felt like life or death. I want to see the family stronger. I want to see the money longer. You know I died for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keep me up at night. See, I think about the kids that died and then Uvalde shooting. The lost ones keep me up at night. Just thinking of those faces. You know, little kids being killed in their own school. I would have never imagined an elementary school getting shot up. High school, middle school, never imagined. Never imagined. And this is somehow a political issue. Can we at least leave politics for the amateurs, please? You know? Some see this as a 9/11 situation. This is not a 9/11 situation. The Uvalde shooting was not a 9/11 situation. It didn't have no explosion. It didn't have no, you know, kids did die by a gun. So is those people, those victims in Buffalo, New York. Them people died too. You know, the lost ones keep me up at night. You know, it's fucking sad. Just to go and go to school and it's gonna be your last day there. So back to the Kendrick shit. RIP for those kids that lost their. Excuse me. RIP for those kids that lost their life at the Uvalde shooting. So as those victims who've lost their life at the Buffalo, New York. So Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Father's Time is number 3. United in Grief is number 4. We Cry Together is number 5, man. We Cry Together. I've already explained that. Number 6, Mother I Sober. 7, Auntie Diaries. I think it was about transgenderism. And people were saying it was controversial. who knows, 8 was Crown, 9 was Savior. I enjoyed Savior. 10, I don't have to read this ranking, it was even great. Most listened, what did I listen to? We Cry Together, Crown, and Rich Spirit. Most anticipated, N95. I've enjoyed that fucking album. In verdict, 10 out of 10. Too fucking good to rank album of the year. So that album was great. That album was fucking great. You know, Kendrick did a fine comeback season with that damn album. You know, shout out to Future, Kendrick, Jack Harlow, who else did I? Pusha T, all of them. And hopefully when Kanye releases Donda 2, I can review that shit as well. Hell, I don't even know what I'm gonna talk about during this episode, or this little segment, because I just talked about New York. If y'all want to listen to that New York episode, to listen to it, I got it scheduled for today at 4 a.m. because I just stopped recording for it. Let me check what they have on Instagram, and we'll discuss from there. Oh, has anybody been watching the new Stranger Things? Because that shit is just fucking great. The new Stranger Things episode, I've been finished it. The same day they published that episode, and they published that season, I finished it. It was only 7 episodes. And come to find out, that guy was actually the main villain. I thought it was going to be Robert Englund's character, the main villain, but it was actually that dude. That episode was crazy as hell. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. Biden says he's not verifying gum owners. Gum owners are gun owners. And again, says the Second Amendment is not absolute. Biden isn't coming for gum owners. Biden is a fucking idiot. If you voted for Biden, you deserve what you get. You get what you deserve. You voted for this fool, and look at our gases now. $5 in gas in Houston. $5 of gas. Shit, in California is $8. If you listen to the news media, CNN, all them bitches, and they say it's Putin fault. It was Putin. And well, my gas over here in Australia is only $5, and y'all only getting $8 and $7 and $6. I think it's Putin. Well, you can say it's Putin, but I think it's Biden as well in America. Stevie Wonder can see this shit. It's Biden. What else they got on Instagram? Respect is earned, honesty is appreciated, trust is gained, loyalty is returned, truth is shown. Exactly. Hell, I can deal with some mean tweets and $2 gas over no tweets and $5 gas. In this world, that's what I don't understand with people in this world. People get so caught up in their feelings over opinions and their actions. And it goes back to what I put on my story. I put on my story because it was a guy. I reposted somebody's thing on their story. And I think it was Hollywood Unlocked or something. And this guy punched the lady at a Popeyes. And I put on my story, if you slap children and women, or you slap women and children, you're a weak man. And I put CB, Chris Brown. I don't fuck with people like that. I can deal with your opinions all day. I've said this before. People called me skinny throughout high school. Oh, you skinny, 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 skinny. Just being literally belittled. I've been teased at for my weight. Oh, you need to gain some weight. You ain't got no food. You ain't got no meat on your arms. Just skinny, 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 skinny. Heard that every fucking day. Then one day I asked some question, are you jealous? See, when it comes to bullying, you don't have to bring a gun to school. Yeah, you can skip school if you want to. Dave Chappelle said it best, skip school. My weapon that I've always used in school or anywhere else has always been comebacks. Sarcasm has always worked for me. Shit, I've had people try to talk shit about me being skinny. I've had people try to talk shit about how I look, and I always come up with a question. Are you jealous? Are you jealous that you don't have skinny arms, or you can't lose weight because you're struggling with your weight? Like, come on now. After that, ain't nobody fucked with me ever again. Ain't nobody talked about my weight. Ain't nobody talked about my looks. And bitches like that still got bumps on their face from sucking dick. They still do got bumps on their face. Shit. I didn't cry. I didn't bicker. I didn't bitch. I didn't moan. That's how you get. That's how people get into your skin. Who listens to that new Kendrick album? N95 is the best song on there. N95, I don't care what nobody say. N95 is the best song. I have a ranking of songs. And I made it to the reel. Let me go see where I just put this song at. Because it's on my Instagram page. I'm on Instagram right now with holding 1,248 followers. So I put Pusha T's It's Almost Dry with Diet Coke holding number one spot. Scrape It Off, Brambleton, and Let the Smoker Shine, the Copes, both holding the three spot. Open Air also. Number five, Neck and Wrist, Dreaming of the Past is number six. Number seven is Hear Me Clearly. Eight, Call My Bluff. Nine, I Pray For You. 10, Just So You Remember. And 11, Rockin' and Roll with Kid Cudi and Kanye. I don't know why Kanye and Cudi had their little beef. And they say, oh, this is the last song we're both going to rap together. That song was trash. And you know damn well they both gonna unite again. That song was trash. That's why I had it in my number 11th spot, because it was trash. Most listened: Diet Coke, Scrape It Off, Brambleton, Open Air, Let the Smoker Shine, the Copes, and Call My Bluff. I can tell Kanye's beats and Pharrell beats. Because Pharrell, he has the Neptune beats. And you had Kanye's. You know, Kanye always uses old music in his songs, and Pharrell, he does that too. But Pharrell got those high drum beats. You know, you can actually match the two, the difference between the two. And I put on here the most anticipated is Diet Coke Fire. Verdict: a 9 out of 10 for Pusha T's album. I recognize Pharrell and Ye's beat styles. Then I put Jack Harlow's Come Home the Kids, Most Listened, First Class, Churchill Downs, Dua Lipa, Young Leezy, Neil Tech and Parent Trap, Most Anticipated, First Class, and Churchill Downs, 8 out of 10. Then Future's album, Most Listened, Keep It Burning, Wait For You, I'm On One, and Chickens, Most Anticipated, Keep It Burning, Verdict, 8 out of 10. The Trap Godfather still has heavy hitters. And then Kendrick's album, N95, Die Hard, Father's Time, United in Grief, We Cry Together. Oh my god, We Cry Together. We Cry Together. That shit was fire as hell. Just to have that realistic altercation between this male and the female, like what real life couples go through. Hell, I've never been in a relationship, but I know people that have been in a relationship and they argue that way. That shit is crazy. I ain't gonna say no names, but you. Let me see what I did with this ranking. Because I put N95 as number one. Die Hard was number one. I Hope I'm Not Too Late. Let me find this song. Let me find the lyrics of this song. It was fucking great. It was a lyric on there that Kendrick had. I don't have to look up the lyrics. I can just look it up on Spotify. Mm. I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away, I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away. Oh, they changed the lyrics on Spotify. I just recognized that. I hope I'm not too late. Set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up then down for me. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff, Serafina flaming up. Fresh and reflexing as I feel deep, 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 deep. Deep, deep. Do you love me? Do you trust me? Can I trust you? Don't judge me. I'm a diehard and gets ugly. Too passionate and get ugly. I wonder why I lost my way. Been wearing on my guard all day. Tell me you know right now. When I feel so strong, I'm gonna cry out. We don't have nothing to lie about. My truth too complicated to hide now. I'm gonna safe or not. I'm afraid a little. You late or not. Have faith a little and take my time. You ain't no saying waste that time. I hope I'm not too late. Set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I see the God in me. I hope you can see. It's just up and down for me. Shimmy, shimmy, pop, go, pop, Serafina, flaming up. When I be there, I just love. Rest your wing and trust that feel deep, deep, deep. Now this, hold up, me, Kendrick, one of his lyrics in that song is a lot I like, is about to come up in a minute. And it goes, I got some regrets. But my past won't keep me from my best. So stop saying that after death. It's mistakes. Felt like life or death. I want to see the family stronger. I want to see the money longer. You know what? I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keep me up at night. The world be reminding me it's a danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you be against me? Right or wrong, no stones, just love to send me. I love that lyric. That's like one of my favorite lyrics on Kendrick's song for Die Hard. That's probably the reason why I ranked it for number one in this list. Because it's, you know, even with the Uvalde shooting, you know, and I go back to that lyric, I say, I got some regrets, but my past won't keep me from my best. Substyle mistakes felt like life or death. I want to see the family stronger. I want to see the money longer. You know I died for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keep me up at night. See, I think about the kids that died and then you've all they shoot. The lost ones keep me up at night. Just thinking of those faces. You know, little kids being killed in their own school. I would have never imagined an elementary school getting shot up. High school, middle school, never imagine. And this is somehow a political issue. Can we at least leave politics for the amateurs, please? You know, some see this as a 9/11 situation. This is not a 9/11 situation. The Uvalde shooting was not a 9/11 situation. Didn't have no explosion. It didn't have no, you know, kids did die by a gun. So is those people, those victims in Buffalo, New York. Them people died too. You know, the lost ones keep me up at night. You know, it's fucking sad. Just to go and go to school, and it's gonna be your last day there. So back to the Kendrick shit. RIP for those kids that lost their Excuse me. RIP for those kids that lost their life at the Uvalde shooting. So as those victims who've lost their life at the Buffalo, New York. So Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Father's Time is number 3. United in Grief is number 4. We Cry Together is number 5, man. We Cry Together. I've already explained that. Number 6, Mother Are Sober. 7, Auntie Diaries. I think it was about transgenderism. And people were saying it was controversial. Who knows? 8 was Crown. 9 was Savior. I enjoyed Savior. 10, I don't have to read this ranking. It was even great. Most listened. What did I listen to? We Cry Together, Crown, and Rich Spirit. Most anticipated, N95. I've enjoyed that fucking album. In Verdict, 10 out of 10. Too fucking good to rank album of the year. So that album was great. That album was fucking great. You know, Kendrick did a fine comeback season with that damn album. You know, shout out to Future, Kendrick, Jack Harlow, who else did I? Pusha T, all of them. And hopefully when Kanye releases Donda 2, I can review that shit as well. I'm back on Instagram. They're talking about first school in Georgia that arm teachers and train them. If you come to our school and harm our kids, our students, or staff, you will be taken out with a deadly force. Shit, they do need a... Shit. Georgia has the strictest gun laws, and I'm not kidding at you. Georgia has the strictest gun laws. Georgia, Chicago, all of them. They have the strictest gun laws, and people still shooting. So as much as you want to get rid of guns, people gonna always find a way. It's no different with driving. People gonna always drive fast. People are always not going to follow the rules on the road. Shit, they always have people not putting on a turning signal and still swerving through lanes. Some crash and some don't. You know, everybody different. Fox News continues to blame pot for the mass shootings. Baller alert. The Daily Wire. Matt Walsh. Your personality type. Adorable queer baby UWUW. Depressed internet addicted edgelord. INFPs according to the internet. Shout out to Johnny Depp. Shit, going through a fucking time with a woman that accused you of some shit. Amber Heard is the definition of the falsehood of the Me Too movement. Oh shit, fan spots Drake in Detroit. Man, I don't know what to do if I had Kanye behind me and say, "What's up?" I was like, "Oh shit, Kanye, I didn't know you were behind me, bruh." Nigga, I was listening to your music. I don't know what to say over Ye's behind me. Hey, give me that $1 billion. I don't know what the fuck I would have said if Kanye or Drake was right behind me. Just standing right behind me. Saying the line to get coffee or some shit. It's like, this nigga got $2 billion. He's standing the line in Starbucks. What the fuck? Perks of having a female best friend. Shit, I tried to have a female best friend and it didn't work out. I ain't heard from her since 2020. The Boys. Oh shit, is it out now? Hold up. Did The Boys come out yet? The show, The Boys, on Prime Video. Shit, what did I just do? Oh shit, it is out. I'm gonna go ahead and watch it. So it is out with three episodes. Ohio governor to sign bill allowing armed school employees. That's cool. People need to be trained well. That's the problem. That guy that shot up that Uvalde shooting, I'm pretty sure his ass was emotional. His sources did say, oh, he was mad about not graduating high school. Motherfucker, move on, shit. Life can't always be fair. I don't know the boy's situation. I don't know about the shooter situation or why he couldn't graduate. But whose mind was it to shoot up an elementary school? Was this dude 18 in elementary? What the fuck is the issue? I don't understand. What gave him the right to go shoot up an elementary school? What the fuck is wrong with that? Fuckology. When I say I won't tell anybody, my best friend is in count. INTJ memes daily. Why INTJs are better than you? They have ambitious goals they'll die for. True. They can improve something instantly. True. Some of the most infamous people are INTJs. Elon Musk. Elon Musk is an INTJ. Jodie Foster. Me. Arnold is an ENTJ. Him and James Cameron are ENTJs. They are extremely introspective and always focus on growth. They flawlessly do things without effort. Yes. Some dude, he was even surprised I was an ENTJ. He said, whoa, you're an ENTJ? Yeah, an ENTJ. What would y'all pick, Carrie or Kara? Carrie, 31 years old, with no kids, lawyer, makes 100K a year, doesn't suck dick, doesn't care about your money, family doesn't like you, calls herself an alpha female. Kara, 25 years old, with kids, on OnlyFans, making $10,000 a month, amazing sex, believes men pays all bills. Kids love you, submissive. I'd say neither. I like Carrie. Let me say this. I would pick Carrie because she's 31 and she has no kids. She's a lawyer and makes 100K. I need a woman like that. I don't need no alpha female. I don't need no woman that would hate me. Definitely don't need no woman that can't suck no dick. I'm just saying. I don't need none. Hey, I need a woman that can suck some. Kara has kids. I don't like kids. I don't like kids. There's a difference between not liking kids and killing kids. Cause, you know, I'm just saying. OnlyFans. Okay. Amazing sex. Okay. Believes a man pays all the bills. Yeah, I don't mind paying the bills. The kids will love you and she's submissive. I would pick Kara. Kara all day. Kara, Kara, Kara. Why I say Kara? Okay. Pros, everything else, cons is some kids. At least Kara can suck some dick. I pick Kara. I pick Kara. 7 ways to train your brain and stay focused. Plan and visualize a few critical tasks each day. Find your peak hours. My peak hours, shit, nighttime is my peak hours. Treat your mind like a muscle. Always do. I got more brains than brawn. Build willpower and discipline. I should exercise. You should immediately replace the shoe. I must exercise. I must do YouTube. Avoid distractions. No shit. Leverage the power of habits. Practice mindfulness. Oh, thank you. What's his name? Derek Chu. Michael Rappaport. I used to be on Michael Rappaport's content. Not used to be, but watch his content. He got all woke-ish. Emotionally perfect. Maybe I deserve better, but I wanted you. Ah,
Amber Heard attorney says actress absolutely not able to pay millions in damages to Johnny Depp. The Flash is being well received by test screening audiences, although Ezra Miller is having controversy. Live your life, but don't be punching people, especially going through some shit. Tell motherfuckers need some therapy. Therapy is very important. 20 must-see films on Hulu. I've seen most of these movies. Kara's the shit. Pig is good. Books. Smart is great, too. I never seen Palm Springs yet. Prisoner was great. Dead Poets Society was a great movie. Parasite. Did I see Spencer? Moneyball. Mass. Okay. What's Larry Elder saying? Breaking news. Last year, 10,197 deaths in the U.S. were caused by drunk drivers. Sources say Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats plan to end this DUI problem by fast-tracking legislation passed to ban driving. Note to Twitter. Satire. Billy Porter to make the directorial debut with Trans Love Story. Anything is possible. And Billy Porter is something else. My sister met him before. Joe Biden. The Second Amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute. Sir, you are not absolute. Vlad TV, multiple people shot during funeral service in Wisconsin for man killed by police. That is some sad shit. I forgot it's Pride Month. Breaking news, The Sims 4's upcoming expansion pack is leaked. Oh, high school. Fuck Sims 4, I haven't played The Sims since last October. Body hair is coming. Oh, they got wolves now. It took forever for they ass to have wolves. When the fuck is Sims 5 coming out? Because I'm getting so tired of that shit. I'm cussing a lot for the podcast. This is the real me, then. I've missed out on a lot of off-screen moments. Glass display cases. I have not played The Sims in a while. Maybe because of my computer has 256 gigabytes of storage and The Sims only contains maybe 500 of that shit now. And I've had mods too, and now I forgot how to download them. We all have that one idiot friend who can't solve a problem without creating 10 more. Our family member, at least. Economic hurricane on the rise. Chase CEO warns. Did we go to Wall Street in New York? I think, I don't remember. I know we went to, fuck out the way. I know we went to Hell's Kitchen. We went to that area. Mighty Miles is talking about Power Rangers. Man, that movie should have got a sequel. I think they put too much budget in that one ass movie. And the marketing was all fucked up. I hate when they do that. They over market some of these movies and they turn out to be fucking horrible because the studio intervenes with them. Let the director have some free reign and create his vision. That's one thing I just couldn't understand with Jon Favreau's what movie was that? Iron Man 2. You know, they pressured that movie with Iron Man 2, so to the point the movie ended up becoming one of the worst films for the MCU. They even pressured Zack Snyder with Batman beat Superman. They didn't pressure his ass on Man of Steel, but they sure pressured him on the sequel. What the fuck? fuck. This film had so many potential, had so much potential for an entire franchise. The concept behind its story, where it focused on character development instead of huge action scenes, made complete sense. And the story wasted no time showing us just how different they all are. I genuinely wished we would have gotten a sequel, because man, they could have done so much more with it. Not to mention, it's definitely one of my favorite reboots of a kids show done right. All that potential wasted. Yeah, shit. They got the white dude as the Red Ranger, the black dude is the Blue Ranger, the Asian dude is the Black Ranger. That shit was funny as hell. He's all black. No, you're not. They could have had the Green Ranger in the sequel, man. You could have got that. That movie got mixed reception. Should I rather get mixed reception than negative reviews? Morbius. POV, Sony Spider-Man Universe. So we did a movie for DC. Morbius is hype is coming back on theaters after viral social media campaign. What the fuck is this? Jay-Z spotted at game one of the NBA Finals. Jay everywhere. Talk sense to a fool and he calls you foolish. Frank Ocean is reportedly working with film production companies 2AM and A24 to write and release his own film. Shout out to him, man. Shit, can we get an album too? Two sons of Arnold, both have the same genetics but different lifestyles. Remember this pick before blaming your parents and genes next time. You're responsible for what you are. Taking charge of your body and life. Shit, I know I do. I need to get some abs right now. Arby's got the orange cream shake. It's back to shake up your summer. Who even shop? Who even eats at Arby's? I don't even eat at Arby's. I used to eat at Arby's. You know what I want to do too? I want to go to a car meet at least. That's one thing I need to mark up when it comes to in Texas. Go to them car meets because I need to do it for my script. I'm writing a script and I know I got to go to some car meets. Back on Instagram, they're talking about first school in Georgia that arm teachers and train them. If you come to our school and harm our kids, our students or staff, you will be taken out with a deadly force. Shit, they do need a shit. Georgia has the strictest gun laws, and I'm not kidding at you. Georgia has the strictest gun laws. Georgia, Chicago, all of them. They have the strictest gun laws and people still shooting. So as much as you want to get rid of guns, people gonna always find a way. It's no different with driving. People gonna always drive fast. People are always not going to follow the rules on the road. Shit, they always have people not putting on a turning signal and still swerving through lanes. Some crash and some don't. You know, everybody different.
Fox News continues to blame pot for the mass shootings. Baller alert. The Daily Wire. Matt Walsh. Your personality type: adorable queer baby UWUW. Depressed internet addicted edgelord INFPs according to the internet. Shout out to Johnny Depp. Shit, going through a fucking time with a woman that accused you of some shit. Amber Heard is the definition of the falsehood of the Me Too movement. Oh shit, fan spots Drake in Detroit. Man, I don't know what to do if I had Kanye behind me and say, "What's up?" I said, "Oh shit, Kanye, I didn't know you were behind me, bro." Nigga, I was listening to your music. I don't know what to say if Ye was behind me. Hey, give me that $1 billion. I don't know what the fuck I would have said if Kanye or Drake was right behind me. Just standing right behind me. You know, saying the line to get coffee or some shit. It's like, this nigga got $2 million. He's standing the line in Starbucks. What the fuck? Perks of having a female best friend. Shit, I tried to have a female best friend and it didn't work out. I ain't heard from her since 2020. The Boys. Oh shit, is it out now? Hold up. Did The Boys come out yet? The show, The Boys, on Prime Video. Shit, what did I just do? Oh shit, it is out. I'm gonna go ahead and watch it. So it is out with 3 episodes. Ohio governor to sign bill allowing armed school employees. That's cool. People need to be trained well. That's the problem. That guy that shot up that Uvalde shooting, I'm pretty sure his ass was emotional. His sources did say, oh, he was mad about not graduating high school. Motherfucker, move on. Shit, life can't always be fair. I don't know the boy situation. I don't know about the shooter situation or why he couldn't graduate. But whose mind was it to shoot up an elementary school? Was this dude 18 in elementary? What the fuck is the issue? I don't understand. What gave him the right to go shoot up an elementary school? What the fuck is wrong with him? Fuck ology. When I say I won't tell anybody, my best friend is in count. INTJ memes. Daily. Why INTJs are better than you? They have ambitious goals they'll die for. True. They can improve something instantly. True. Some of the most infamous people are INTJs. Elon Musk. Elon Musk is an INTJ. Jodie Foster. Me. Arnold. Arnold is an ENTJ. Him and James Cameron are ENTJs. They are extremely introspective and always focus on growth. They flawlessly do things without effort. Yes. Some dude, he was even surprised I was an INTJ. He said, "Whoa, you're an INTJ?" Yeah, an INTJ. What would y'all pick, Carrie or Kara? Carrie, 31 years old, with no kids, lawyer, makes $100K a year, doesn't suck dick, doesn't care about your money, family doesn't like you, calls herself an alpha female. Kara, 25 years old, with kids, on OnlyFans, making $10,000 a month. Amazing sex, believes men pays all bills. Kids love you, submissive. I'd say neither. I
like Carrie. Let me say this. I would pick Carrie because she's 31 and she has no kids. She's a lawyer and makes $100K. I need a woman like that. I don't need no alpha female. I don't need no woman that would hate me. Definitely don't need no woman that can't suck no dick. I'm just saying. I don't need none. Hey, I need a woman that can suck some. Kara has kids. I don't like kids. There's a difference between not liking kids and killing kids. Cause, you know, I'm just saying. OnlyFans. Okay. Amazing Sex. Okay. Believes man pays all the bills. Yeah, I don't mind paying the bills. The kids will love you and she's submissive. I would pick Kara. Kara all day. Kara. Why I say Kara? Okay. Pros, everything else, cons is some kids. At least Kara can suck some dick. I pick Kara. I pick Kara. Seven ways to train your brain and stay focused. Plan and visualize a few critical tasks each day. Find your peak hours. My peak hours? Shit. Nighttime is my peak hours. Treat your mind like a muscle. Always do. I got more brains than brawn. Build willpower and discipline. I should exercise. You should immediately replace the shoe. I must exercise. I must do YouTube. Avoid distractions. No shit. Leverage the power of habits. Practice mindfulness. Oh, thank you. What's his name? Derek Chu. Michael Rappaport. I used to be on Michael Rappaport's content. Not used to be, but watch his content. He got all woke-ish. Emotionally perfect. Maybe I deserve better, but I wanted you. Amber Heard attorney says actress absolutely not able to pay millions in damages to Johnny Depp. The Flash is being well received by test screening audiences, although Ezra Miller is having controversy. Live your life, but don't be punching people. Especially going through some shit. You can tell motherfuckers need some therapy. Therapy is very important. 20 must-see films on Hulu. I've seen most of these movies. Kira's the shit. Pig is good. Booksmart is great too. Never seen Palm Springs yet. Prisoner was great. Dead Poets Society was a great movie. Parasite. Did I see Spencer? Moneyball, Mass. Okay. What's Larry Elder saying? Breaking news. Last year, 10,197 deaths in the U.S. were caused by drunk drivers. Sources say Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats plan to end this DUI problem by fast-tracking legislation passed to ban driving. Note to Twitter. Satire. Billy Porter to make the directorial debut with Trans Love Story. Anything is possible. Man, Billy Porter is something else. My sister met him before. Joe Biden. The Second Amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute. Sir, you are not absolute. Vlad TV. Multiple people shot during funeral service in Wisconsin for man killed by police. That is some sad shit. I forgot it's Pride Month. Breaking news. The Sims 4's upcoming expansion pack is leaked. Oh, high school. Fuck Sims 4. I haven't played The Sims since last October. Body hair is coming. Oh, they got wolves now. It took forever for they ass to have wolves. When the fuck is Sims 5 coming out? Because I'm getting so tired of that shit. I'm cussing a lot for the podcast. This is the real me, then. I've missed out on a lot of off-screen moments. Glass display cases. I have not played The Sims in a while. Maybe because of my computer has 256 gigabytes of storage and The Sims only contains maybe 500 of that shit now. And I've had mods too, and now I forgot how to download them. We all have that one idiot friend who can't solve a problem without creating 10 more. Our family member, at least. Economic hurricane on the rise. Chase CEO warns. Do we go to Wall Street in New York? I think, I don't remember. I know we went to, fuck out the way. I know we went to Hell's Kitchen. We went to that area. Mighty Miles is talking about Power Rangers. Man, that movie should have got a sequel. I think they put too much budget in that one-ass movie. And the marketing was all fucked up. I hate when they do that. They over-market some of these movies and they turn out to be fucking horrible. Because the studio intervenes with them. Let the director have some free reign and create his vision. That's one thing I just couldn't understand with Jon Favreau's... what movie was that? Iron Man 2. You know, they pressured that movie with Iron Man 2. So to the point the movie ended up becoming one of the worst films for the MCU. They even pressured Zack Snyder with Batman beat Superman. They didn't pressure his ass on Man of Steel, but they sure pressured him on the sequel. What the fuck? This film had so many potential. Had so much potential for an entire franchise. The concept behind its story, where it focused on character development instead of huge action scenes, made complete sense. And the story wasted no time showing us just how different they all are. I genuinely wished we would have gotten a sequel, because man, they could have done so much more with it. Not to mention, it's definitely one of my favorite reboots of a kids show done right. All that potential wasted. Yeah, shit. They got the white dude as the Red Ranger. The black dude is the Blue Ranger. The Asian dude is the Black Ranger. That shit was funny as hell. He's all black. No, you're not. They could have added the Green Ranger in the sequel, man. You could have got that. That movie got mixed reception. Should I really get mixed reception than negative reviews? Morbius. POV, Sony Spider-Man Universe. So we did a movie for DC. Morbius' hype is coming back on theaters after viral social media campaign. What the fuck is this? Jay-Z spotted at game one of the NBA Finals. Jay everywhere. Talk sense to a fool and he calls you foolish. Frank Ocean is reportedly working with film production companies 2AM and A24 to write and release his own film. Shout out to him, man. Shit, can we get an album too? Two sons of Arnold. Both have the same genetics but different lifestyles. Remember, this pic before blaming your parents and genes next time. You're responsible for what you are, taking charge of your body and life. Shit, I know I do. I need to get some abs right now. Arby's got the orange cream shake. It's back to shake up your summer. Who even eats at Arby's? I don't even eat at Arby's. I used to eat at Arby's. You know what I want to do too? I want to go to a car meet at least. That's one thing I need to mark up when it comes to in Texas. Go to them car meets because I need to do it for my script. I'm writing a script and then I know I got to go to some car meets.